Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Lamed, the last line of Daf Chav Tesfam Beis. Yesterday we ended with a story where Reuven was Memana Shimon to be a Shliach Lailacha, to bring a get to his wife, and he made a condition that he should only deliver the get after 30 days, and then an oinus occurred, and Shimon realized he wouldn't be able to deliver the get after 30 days, and Rava said that the Shliach can say, Befani Nechtam, in front of Bezin, and Bezin would then appoint another Shliach, who we will refer to as Levi, to bring the get to Reuven's wife after 30 days, as we have a cloud that Shliach is Shliach, and as the Mishnah stated, how maybe get Medina Silam v'chala or it's a shliach bebezin u'mishalchay va'imil flame b'fani nechtam v'fani nechtam. And our Gemara begins that Rava had the following shayla havada koyim boylon, that this is vada is shayla to us, and we have a suffix, and we continue on daf lamed amud aleph kimashu bezin shliach. When bezin appoints Levi as a shliach b'fanav v'ishlei b'fanav, does bezin have to do this in front of Shimon? Once Shimon gives the get to bezin, and Shimon stated b'fani nechtam v'fani nechtam, so at this point bezin could be man a shliach at any point. And even if Shimon is no longer in front of Bezdin, and Rashi points out that Rav is specifically asking the Shaila at this point, and as Rashi says, that this is relevant to our story, could go in there. For example, in this case, Shu Anus, where Shimon wasn't Anus, he couldn't stay over here, and he couldn't remain by Bezdin, and he had to go and travel. So Rav's Shaila is, if the Shliach is no longer in front of Bezdin, would Bezdin still be able to imana another Shliach or not? And the Gemara continues, Hada Pashto, the Lemaisa Rav was Peshit, that a Bezdin could make another shliach, and they could imana Levi as a shliach to bring the get to Rachel after 30 days. And it doesn't make a difference if Shimon is still here or if Shimon already left, and Bezdin can still be imana Levi to be a shliach leilacha and to take the get to Rachel after 30 days. And the Gemara continues, Shalchu Mitam, that they sent from Eretz Yisrael. Similarly, Bein Befanav, Bein Shloim Befanav, that Bezdin has a right to be imana another shliach, and there's no requirement that they have to be imana shliach in front of the original shliach. And the Gemara continues, and we just spoke about a case where a husband was Mana Shliach to bring his get to his wife after 30 days, and the Gemara continues with another story where a husband gave a get to his wife, and he made a condition that it should not be Chal until 30 days, as Ahuda Amar, that Reuven said to his wife, Eloi Yassina at Flossin Yaman, if I don't come back within 30 days, Lehevi Gita, then this get should be valid. And his wife Rachel lived near a river, and also Upaski Mavra, prior to the expiration of the period, Reuven came back, but Lemaisa, the river was separating between him and Rachel, and there was no ferry that was running. So Amalahu, so he said to people that were listening, Chazud Asai, that see I'm here. I don't want to get to Michal because I came back. And Amar Shmuel, Lo Yishmei Masya, Lemaisa Reuven did not come back, and therefore the condition of Eloi Asina Tlasinayim Lehevi Gita was fulfilled, and therefore the get is valid. And we already saw this Gemara in Masech Ksubis on Daf Beis, and over there the Gemara has a Shaila as to what Rava said, and there were two versions. One version said that Rava holds Yesh Tainus Ains Begitin, and one version said that Rava holds Ain Tainus Ains Begitin. And Rashi points out that if Shmuel holds that Ain Tainus Ains Begitin, then of course it makes a lot of sense that since you can't tain that I was an Ainus, therefore Lemaisa, he didn't come back, and therefore it is a valid get. However, if you hold Yesh Ains Begitin, so why don't you say that he could tain that Lemaisa, I didn't go against his condition because I was an Ainus, and that was the only reason why I didn't come back, and really I don't want this to be a valid get? And Rashi says that in Masech Ksubas on that page, the Gemara says the high unsa the shchiachu, since it was a regular occurrence that the ferry would not run, therefore it's a unsa the shchiach v'boyle lastuye, and therefore the husband originally should have made a tie and said that if I got stopped by the ferry, then this get should not be valid. And since he did not say that, therefore he can't tie now that I really didn't mean this, and that's why even if Shmuel would hold that yesh it is begitten, the get would be valid. And the Gemara will now continue and bring us to the case, and we'll see that there's going to be two different versions as to what Rabbi Yosef stated. And according to one version, we're going to say that Rabbi Yosef holds Yesh Ainus Begitin, and according to the other version, we're going to say that Rabbi Yosef holds Ain Tainus Ainus Begitin. And the Gemara continues, Ahuda Amaluhu, Reuven said to Edim, Eloi Paisinel Atlas Nyayim Lehevigita, that if I'm not Mephias my wife from now until 30 days, then the get I just gave her should be get from right now. But if I'm Mephias her, then the get should not be Chal. So Ozo Paisa Vele Yephaisa, Lemaisa Reuven wanted to be Mephias her, and Rashi says, Bidvarim, Behebel Areim, they tried speaking to her, and he also sent friends to her in order to try to convince her to stay married, and she didn't want to make peace. And the first version of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yosef stated that he tried to give her 3 kav of dinrin, and she wasn't mefayis. Since this person did not try hard enough, therefore the din is that it is a valid get, as lemaisa he wasn't mefayis her. And Rashi points out that the point of Rabbi Yosef is that of course if this person would be wealthy and he didn't go and try to give her 3 kav of dinrin, then certainly it would be a valid get. But even if this person was an ani and there was no way way that he could give her three kav of dinrin, we don't say that he could taina that I was an oinis. The inad yachlut an oinis, but tonight I shall get the havigita, and therefore Rashi says that it is a get because according to this side of Rabbi Yosef holds ain tainis oinis begitin, and I in the top taste is bothered that it's mash from the Gemara that if he would have actually offered three kav of dinrin and she still wasn't maskim to stay married, that the din would be that it would not be a valid get because Lemaisi tried everything in his power to get her to be mefuyas, but Lemaisa haloya faisa, since she was mefuyas, so lechira, his condition of Eloi Pesinola at Tlasin Yemen was fulfilled, and lehevi gita, and therefore the get should be valid. And Taisa says, but Imri, the Eloi Pesinola, when the husband made this condition, he meant to say, Imloya tarach lefaisa bedava gadol, if not for the fact that I tried to be mefuyas, so with something that's so huge, that generally someone would accept and actually be mefuyas, the yavla re tarach lefaisa, and therefore if he offered that to her, so he extended himself to be mefuyas of a kaim tnoi, and therefore it's considered a kim of his thai, afa pishlinus paisa, and even though by giving her three kav, it didn't actually work, and she was not lemaisa and spais, but lemaisa to get would not be chal, because lemaisa he tried to be mefuyas her in the best way possible. However, the Taisa Rush argues on Taisa and says, milsi surasa naka takav de dinri, that even though the Gemara mentions the takav of the dinar, the Gemara is just trying to say they gave her a lot of money, du adinami, however, it would be true, yavlo takav de dinri, even if he would offer three kav de dinri, akate have a perch, that would still ask Dilma, he have a yavlo tfeid, if he would give her even more than that, Dilma have a mefaisa, maybe she would be mefuyas, the ain't is begitin, and therefore, in that case, we would still say that it is a valid get, and lefita Taisa Rush, the only way that it would not be a valid get is if she actually was mefuyas and she agreed to stay married. And the Gemara continues, Ikadamri, others say that the version of Rabbi Yosef is as follows, Am Rabbi Yosef, midi takav dinri, b'ilu meisiv la, ha paisiv lo yifaisa, that do you think that a person has to give her so much money and has to give her three kav dinrin, since he's not wealthy and therefore he doesn't have three kav dinrin to give her, so he tried to mefuyasa, and since he tried to mefuyasa and she wasn't mefuyas, it would not be considered a get any longer. And of course, the only way a person can tie her that I'm an oni and therefore I couldn't afford to offer her three kav of dinrin is only because there's yesh tainus einus begitin, and he could claim that I was an einus, and that's why I couldn't keep this tnai, and lemaisa I did whatever was in my power to be mekayim the tnai, and therefore it should not be a valid get. And as the Gemara continues, hakamanda amah yesh einus begitin, the second version of Rabbi Yosef said is going like the manda amah that yesh tainus einus begitin, and hakamanda amah, and the first version of Rabbi Yosef is going like the manda amah of ein tainus einus begitin. And Rashi points out that even though our Gemara used the term of hakamanda amah and hakamanda amah, but it's really referring to the same manda amah as both the din of Yesh Einus Begitin and Einus Begitin is according to Rava, and just a question as to the version of Rava, and as Rashi says, Pilta the Trey Lishne, I'll leave it to Rava, he b'mesechus tu b'shmaitze k'maisa. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah and Daf Chav Chesem Aleph, the Mishnah taught us how may we get if Reuven is Memana Shimon as a Getlo Yilocha, and he's bringing the get, v'nichay zaken echayla, and Shimon left Reuven while he was very old, or he was sick, Naisla b'ches yukayim, the din is that Shimon could still give this get, when his chazaka, that Reuven is still alive. And our Mishnah now continues to discuss the concept of Cheskel Chai, that Hemadavar Cheskosai, and the Mishnah states, Hamalva Moises Akoyin Veselevi Veseoni, if Reuven lends money to a Koyin, to a Levi, or to an Oni, Lias Mafishlan Mechalkon, and he makes a condition with the Koyin, Levi, and the Oni, that you should know, I'm giving you $1,000, I'm never going to collect the actual $1,000 from you, and all I ask for you is to make a deal with me that every time that I have to be Mafish Chumas and Mises up to $1,000, that should be considered as if I was Mafish the Chumas and Mises, and I gave it to you, and then you gave it back to me, and therefore that will be a parayin of your chayiv, and you will pay me off by letting me keep chumas and maisis that generally I would anyway have to give to a kohen or levi or an ani. And the Mishnah teaches us that this works, and mafish aleim beches shen kayamin, and when Reuven takes off the chumas and maisis, he doesn't have to worry that maybe the kohen or the levi or ani died, and therefore he can't be giving to them, and they can't be giving it back to him because they already died, and therefore they're not shaykh to take chumas and maisis. Reuven can take off chumas and maisis, and Reuven can rely on the Chesed Chai that the Kohen Levi or the Ani are still alive, and as the Mishnah states, and you don't have to worry that maybe the Kohen or the Levi or the Ani died, or the Ani became wealthy and therefore he wasn't Shaykh to the Pasha of Maisa Ani. And let's just point out the practicality of doing this as Benegia Chuma. Certainly Yisrael can't be telling the Kohen that I will keep this Chuma and I'll be able to eat this Chuma, as certainly Yisrael can't eat Chuma. However, the case is, as Rashi says, that Yisrael will say to the Kohen, I will keep the Chuma, I'll be able to sell this to another Kohen, I want to give it to him for free, and even though it is only a smaller market to be able to sell Chuma, and the price will be much lower than regular Tfuah, however, the Yisrael will still be able to sell it at some price and be able to recoup his $1,000. daughters. And of course, b'negei ma'isu rishon and ma'isa ani, the din is that Yisrael can eat ma'isu rishon and can eat ma'isa ani. However, keep in mind, b'negei ma'isu rishon, there's another din that a Levi has to take off trumas ma'isus from ma'isu rishon, and if he doesn't do so, it's considered tevel, and therefore the entire produce is also to Yisrael and also to Zerim. However, over here, we're talking about a case also where Yisrael will take off ma'isu rishon and will keep that for himself, and before eating the ma'isu rishon, he'll take off trumas ma'isus and give that to a kohen. Rashi explains that Yisrael can do so mikivin she'in kan gezel matones, that over here it's not considered that Yisrael is stealing the matnas kuna shekvan nosin to meim l'kohen, because he already gave $1,000 to the kohen uvishas halva paslam damim. At the time that he made this loan, he already stipulated with them that this is the way that he'll be able to pay him back. And also, it's always important to keep in mind that b'negei chum we have a din that midraisa chita achas peter sakri, and only midrabbanan that we have a din that a person should give either 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th of the tefuah for truma. And ma'isu rishon and ma'isa ani is 10% of whatever's left of the tefuah after he took off truma. And when Levi takes off trumas ma'isa from his ma'isu rishon, he has to take off 10% for trumas ma'isa. And our Mishnah continues that even though we just said that you don't have to be choishish that maybe the kohen, the Levi, or the ani died, however, ma'isu, if they died, tzarech lita l'shus b'nei yashim, then at that point you can't just continue taking this tefuah and saying that I have a right to the trumas and the ma'isu rishon and ma'isa ani, as of course you made this deal with the kohen, Levi, and the ani who are now dead. However, you could go to the yashim, and even though the yashim don't have a responsibility to pay back the chayv of their father, however, you can make a deal with the yashim, and the yashim could give you the right to continue doing so and not giving anyone trumas and ma'isus, and to retain the trumas or the ma'isus in order to pay off the chayv of their father. And the mission continues in Hilvam if they bezin, if Reuven actually loaned this money to the kohen, to the Levi, or ani in front of bezin, and at that time he made the stipulation and said that I will keep the trumas and ma'isus until such point that the trumas and ma'isus pay down the full chayv, and the tzarech lita l'shus b'nei yashim, then even if the kohen or the Levi or ani dies, you don't have to receive reshus from the yashim. And as Rashi says, the yish koyach lebezin lahatul chayv zeh al kol hakuna v'alavia, bezin has the power to make this chayv an obligation of all kohenim and all levim, lefish takanasim hu shimtzu mois lava, as this was the kana for the entire shevet of the kohenim and levim, and also for the aniim, that they know that they could receive loans from people, as people won't be concerned that maybe they'll die and then they won't be able to get back all their money. And therefore, the Chacham Musakin, that as long as someone gives a loan to a kohen, to a Levi, and ani, and they stipulate in front of Beis Din that they want to collect from the Trumas and Maizes, then the din is they could do so even if that person dies and they don't have to receive reshus from the Yarshin. And of course, keep in mind that there's a major nafkamina between the first case of Mesu Tzarech Lita Reshus Min Yarshin, and if it's in front of Beis Din, ain't it Tzarech Lita Reshus Min Yarshin? For example, if this kohen doesn't have any children who are kohenim, and for example, his Yerush is his daughter, and she married Yisrael, and therefore she's not considered a kohen, and therefore, of course, she's not entitled to trumas. Therefore, in that case, if the kohen died, then of course you can't take reshus from the yarshim, as the yarshim don't have any right to the truma either, and therefore the Yisrael will lose out his money. However, of course, if the Yisrael lent this money in front of Beis Din and he made that stipulation, then since he doesn't have to receive reshus from the yarshim, so he could go and collect from trumas and maizes, even though this kohen didn't leave any yarshim. And our Gemara begins, we just said in the Mishnah that if someone lends money to a kohen or Levi and ani, then he could just be mafresh trumas and maizes, and the lender could keep the trumas and maizes in lieu of the payment towards the loan. And the Gemara is bothered by two obvious points. That number one, how can the borrower, the kohen, the Levi, or the ani, actually give over the rights to the trumas and maizes to the Yisrael if they actually never received the trumas and maizes? And number two, since the pasuk b'negei truma as well b'negei ma'isa rishon and ma'isa ani use the lashon of a nesina, so therefore there has to be a nesina from the Yisrael to the kohen or Levi or ani. And even though the Yisrael was mafresh the trumas and maizes, but the ma'isa there was no kiyum of the nesina, and l'chayr it should not be valid. And as Rashi says, v'kivin le'matul yodei man zochel le'lai kohen hach truma she'kablan ezeh b'chayvoy. And number two, v'hech yotzi yedei nesina. And the Gemara now brings three terutzim. Amar Rav, Rav says, v'makir kuna levia. Then our Mishnah is specifically talking about a scenario where the kohen or the Levi or the ani were people that the Yisrael always gave his trumas and maizes to. And as Rashi says, she'makir v'ayavav, they in rugel lost his trumas and maizes el the kohen zeh, that he only gives the trumas and maizes to this kohen or to this ani or to this Levi. Hilkach kivin the milsa d'pshiti dil d'tuyavlu, since everyone knows that certainly he will be giving his trumas and maizes to this specific kohen or Levi or the ani, ask lu sha kohanim d'tayu, therefore the rest of the kohanim are masiach das from receiving the trumas and maizes, v'havik ma'ad d'matlu d'ayu d'ani, and it's considered as if there's only this kohen and this Levi and this ani in the world, and it's considered as if the kohen or Levi or ani received the trumas and maizes and they gave it back to the Yisrael. And I and the Mefarshim who discuss, and the maizes, it seems that this teretz takes care of the first problem, following of Rashi, that Lemaisa, we know that this Kohen and Levi and Ani are the people who are going to receive the Trumas and Maisas, but Lemaisa, this doesn't take care of the second problem of Rashi, as L'chayrit, it was known as Sina, Ayin and Mepharshim. And the Gemara continues with Shmuel Oman. Shmuel says, B'mezakel hamayidei achirim, that the case of the Mishnah was, where the lender was mafish to Trumas and Maisas, he then was makrit to the Kohanim or the Levium or the Aniyim by giving it to someone else, and that person was Zeicha on their behalf. And Rashi says, of course, he had to trust that this person would go along with this procedure, and then that person immediately gave it back to the lender, and this way the lender got back all the Trumas and Maisas, and the lender considered the value of the Trumas and Maisas that he received as a pay down of his loan. And the Gemara continues, Ula Amar, Hamani Rabbi Yisi, that Ula states that our mission is going like the Shita Rabbi Yisi, the Amar, who holds also a Sheinu Zeicha Kezeicha, that there are many places in Shas where Rabbi Yisi tells us the concept that based on Takana, the Rabbanon said that even though someone wasn't actually Koina, we consider as if they were Koina. So over here also, based on the Takana for the Kohanim, Levim, and Aniyim, that it should be easy for them to receive loans from people. So therefore, the Rabbanon said that if someone makes a deal with a Kohen Levi or an Ani, and he says that any of my Trumas and Mises that I take off will now be considered as if you were Koina it and you gave it back to me. So even though the Kohen Levi and Ani was not actually Koina the Trumas or Mises, the Rabbanon considered as if they were Koina it and they gave it back to the lender. And the Gemara continues, Kula Karavli Amri, that the reason why Shmuel and Ula did not give a teretz like Rav and say that our mission to talk about Makir Kuna is because Makir like Tani, our mission did not state that we're talking about Makir Kuna, and the Mishnah only taught us a din b'negeya Makir Kuna, then the Mishnah should have mentioned that we're talking about a Makir Kuna. And the Gemara continues, because Shmuel like Kamri and Rav and Ula did not say like Shmuel, because b'mezak like Tani, that if the Mishnah meant to say that we're talking about a case where someone was zach l'adam shloy b'fanav, then the Mishnah should have said we're talking about Zechia, and since the Mishnah did not say this clearly, so l'chayr the Mishnah not talking about a specific case of Zechia, and Ka'ula Nami like Amri and Rav and Shmuel did not say like Ula, because he chedal like Makminon, as they didn't want to say that our Mishnah is going like a das yachid, as Rabbanon al chilik on this yisoid Rabbisi that also was she'ina zecha kezecha. And Tyson points out that the Gemara said that Shmuel and Ula did not want to say like Rav because Makir like Tani and Avagav the Bezakin Lami like Tani. That even though Shmuel still says that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Zechia, even though Mezakin Lami like Tani, however, Shmuel would rather say that the Mishnah is talking about Zechia because at least that's Shaykh by all Kohanim. However, Makiri is only talking about a specific Kohen that this person was very friendly with. And according to Rav, that says that we're talking about Makiri, Mishnah the Mizaka like Tani, Afrika Makiri, Nami like Tani, Mashmalay Mafrishal and Stam, Balay Shum Zikoi. And Rav would rather say that our Mishnah is talking about Makiri as the Lashon of the Mishnah, Mafrishal is Mashma that the lender was Mafrish by himself and he didn't have to come on to the din of Zechia at all. And it's also possible that Rav felt that even though the Mishnah doesn't say him at first that we're talking about Makir Kuna, however, it makes sense that we're talking about Makir Kuna, as it definitely seems that there was some sort of prior relationship between the lender and this Kohen, because they're actually creating some sort of a loophole in order to lend money to a Kohen, and L'chayr, the whole technicality of what they're doing seems to only have been done with someone that this person was very close with. And even though the Mishnah doesn't say this Mefurish, however, it seems that we're talking about Makir Kuna. And Taisa says, Ki Chidol Loi Makminan, Afagav the Shmuel Pasuk Mepar Kamen about Metzia, Krab Yesi, the Asur Shein Nezecha Kezecha. So why can we say that our mission is going la lacha? Because Mokka Mistav Le Lukmi Mastisin Afilu Karbanon. And Lemaisa, it's more Mistav to say that our mission could still be going like Rabbanon. And the Gemara continues and brings a Brisa. And the first part of Brisa is exactly like our Mishnah, Tan Rabbanon. Hamalva Mois, as a Kohen, Vesalei Vesalei, Lius Mafish Lei Mechelkon, and Mafish Alein, Becheska Shein Kayomen, as we learned in our Mishnah. And the Brisa now continues, Upaisa Gemoyen Kishar Zoyl. And we'll discuss this further in the Gemara, but the basic pshat is that if Reuven says to the Kohen or to the Levi or to Ani that I'm giving you $1,000 and either I'll take $1,000 worth of payers from Trumas and Mises based on today's price or I'll base it on a future price even though that price will be less than today's price. And for example, if the price in the market today is that you have to pay $1 for 1 pound of wheat, then I would get 1,000 pounds of wheat because I gave you $1,000. But if later on when I'm taking out Trumas and Mises, the price of wheat comes down to 50 cents per pound, so then I would be able to take 2,000 pounds of wheat, and that condition would be valid. And the Brisa continues, and there's no din of ribbis that's involved in this transaction, and we will discuss this in a moment. And even if Reuven gave $1,000 to the Kohen in year 6 of Shemitah, and he still didn't get paid back from Trumas and Mises, and now Shemitah comes, and generally it's Meshameh and it cancels all loans. However, over here, we don't have a din that Shemitah will cancel this loan, and he could still go and collect the Trumas and Mises after Shemitah. And the Brisa states, and if he wants to retract, he can't be chayza. And the Gemara will explain this. If the owner's field gets wiped out, for example, there's a storm, and the Bailim are actually nisyayish, and they say, I see I'm never going to get paid back, and I made a stipulation with the Kohen, the Levi, and Ani that I'm never going to go and collect directly from them, then the lender can no longer be mafresh from the Trumas and Mises and keep the Trumas and Mises for himself, since Reuven thought that he would never get back this money, so as we can't be mafresh Trumas and Mises on something that he already lost, and he has no right not to give the Trumas and Mises to a Kohen or to a Levi, and he can't keep it for himself. And the Gemara now continues and explains the Braisa, we just stated, that Reuven can stipulate that I can either take wheat based on today's price or based on the price that will be cheaper when I come to take off Trumas and Mises. And the Gemara asks, Pshita, that's Pashit, as what is he doing wrong? There's no Rivas problem over here, because the Mises, he's taking exactly the value of what he lent him. And the Gemara says, Hakamashmar, the Chiddush is that Af Pishloi Pasa, Kamisha Pasik Dami, that even if Reuven doesn't make the stipulation directly with the Kohen or the Levi, and then the price of wheat comes down, and at the time that he takes off Trumas and Mises, he could actually buy 2,000 pounds of wheat, as we gave the example before. One may have a hamid that since he actually wasn't paisik, so we have to look at it as based on the time at Avah, and since at the time they lent the money, you only could buy 1,000 pounds of wheat for this $1,000, and maybe the lender should only be able to take 1,000 pounds of Trumas and Mises, and not more than that. Kamash one, even if the lender did not make this stipulation specifically, the lender can still decide either to take the value of the Trumas and Mises based on when he gave the loan, or based when he's taking off the Trumas and Mises, and the lender will have Yad Yalayana, and of course this gives more value to the lender. And the Gemara continues, and in order to understand this Gemara, let's just point out one din of ribbis that's relevant. So if Reuven lends Shimon $1,000, and at the point that he lent him $1,000, he says to Shimon that I'm lending you $1,000 in cash, I want you to pay me back with 1,000 pounds of wheat. And at that point, there was no actual value that was determined, and there was a set price in the marketplace, and they just made up this price between themselves. And the Rabbanan said, this looks like ribbis, as Lemaisa, if Shimon comes a few months later to pay Reuven back, and at that point he gives him 1,000 pounds of tour as they made up, and at that point the value of a pound of tour is actually $2 a pound. Now, even though Shimon borrowed $1,000, but he's actually giving $2,000 of tour to Reuven in repayment, and therefore it's Mechzik Ribbis, and the Rabbanan said this is Usa. However, the Rabbanan also said that if at the time that they set this value and they said you're going to pay me back 1,000 pounds of tour, and at that time the market price for wheat was already set and was $1 per pound. So in that case, Rabbanan said that it's mutter to do so, as if we don't look at that as a loan, and we look at it as if Reuven is giving $1,000 to Shimon and he's buying 1,000 pounds of tefuah from Shimon at that price. And even though Shimon will only deliver that tefuah to Reuven at a later point of time, and at that time the tefuah went up in price, it's still not considered ribbis, as it still looks like mekach memkar. And therefore, Gemara continues, ve'im boi mishum ribbis. Then in our case, there is no din and there's no problem of ribbis, and even if there's no set price in the marketplace at the point that Reuven made this deal with the Kohen, Reuven told the Kohen that I'm going to take 1,000 pounds of tefuah for my $1,000. And even though when Reuven actually goes to take off the Trumas and Mises, it's quite possible that the tefuah will actually be selling for $2 per pound, and the Rabbanan should make a zero, because it looks like Reuven actually received ribbis, as he gave the Kohen $1,000 and he received $2,000 worth of tefuah. Our Gemara explains, my time, and why is this not a problem of ribbis? And since we mentioned that the time that Reuven made the stipulation with the Kohen, he said to the Kohen that you never have to actually pay back cash, and I'm only giving you this $1,000, and I'll only accept payment from the Trumas and Mises, but I won't actually accept any money from you. So therefore, if it turns out that Reuven's never able to get the money from the Trumas and Mises, he'll never be able to go back to the Kohen and demand payment. So therefore, we can't look at this transaction as a standard loan, and therefore ribbis doesn't apply, and therefore ki islay nami ein bay mishum ribbis. Even if Reuven is able to collect the money from his Trumas and Mises, it still is not going to be a din of ribbis, as we look at this as a mekach memka and not as halva. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Braisa, ve'in shvius mishem tasai, that even though Shmita comes prior to him receiving all the money for payback of his original loan, the din is that Shmita will not be mishamet that loan, the leikarina by leigais, as the pasuk tells us that the only time that Shmita applies is only when you have a right to collect this money. However, over here, since his original stipulation with the Kohen or the Levi or Ani was that I'm giving you this $1,000, I never expect to actually come and collect it from you, and I only take my payment from Trumas and Mises, therefore there's no din of leigais, and the din of Shmita doesn't apply. And the Braisa continued, v'mbalachsa ine chayza, and if Reuven wants to renege and retract from his original deal, he can't be chayza, and he must take the Trumas and Mises, and he can't demand payment or money. So Rav Papa says, leishanu al ba'al bayis b'kayin, this din that we mentioned in Braisa is only one way, and only Reuven can't retract. However, v'kayin v'ba'al bayis v'mbalachsa chayza, if the kayin wants to retract from the deal he made with the ba'al bayis, he wants to give the ba'al bayis money in place of the Trumas and Mises, the kayin could do so. And we will explain this in a moment, but l'maisa the tnad is based on a Mishnah, Masechta Bava Metzi, that teaches us, Nasalim Mois, v'lei mashachi menu peiris, yachal achsabai, that if Reuven is buying something from Shimon, and the din is when you buy metaltlin, the only way to be koina is through Mashicha. So even though Reuven actually paid the full value for the item to Shimon, he's still not koina completely, as he didn't do Mashicha, and even though it's not proper for Reuven to back out of the transaction, or for Shimon to back out of the transaction, however l'maisa, if they want to do so, either like Kech or the Meicha could still back out of the transaction, as the transaction wasn't consummated since there was no Mashicha done. And Rashi explains in our Bryce as well, Baal Bayis and Bolachsa B'Kayin in Yachol, the Baal Bayis can't retract to a Kaspa B'Yodai because he already gave cash to the Kayin, and there was nothing for the Yisrael to be Mashich, as the Trumas and Mises are in his Rishus, and he always has them. However, if the Kayin wants to be Chayzer and wants to tell the Yisrael that I don't want to give you the Trumas and Mises, he could do so, because the only way the Yisrael gets this Trumas and Mises is only because he was Zeicher from the Kayin, and the Kayin could say that since you are in Mashich, the Trumas and Mises, therefore I want to retract on this transaction. And the Mepharshim discussed that L'chayr, the Mishnah Masechta Bava Metzi, is not exactly the same din as our Braisa, because in the Mishnah in Bava Metzi, either like Kech or Meicha can retract, and over here, only the Baal Bayis can retract, and the Kohen can't retract. And the Gemara continues that the Braisa stated in the Siyasha Abaylim, if Reuven was Miyayish, and he thought that he would never be able to be paid back from the Trumas and Mises of the Kohen, or from the Levi, a Mafresh in Lehem, then he can't be Mafresh any longer, and he can't take the Trumas and Mises, Lefisha Mafresh al Ovid, because at this point he was already Miyayish, and therefore he can't collect any longer, and of course he can't go back to the Kohen, or to Levi, or to Ani, since Reuven initially stipulated that he'll never come back to the Kohen, to the Levi, or the Ani, to collect actual cash. And Rashi, five lines from where the Rashi gets wide, he states in Siyashua Bailim, Kagan Shilvo, Kadeshia Truma Shanazu, where Reuven lent the Kohen the amount of money that would be the upset amount of Truma that grew in this field for this year, Valmanasal Kabulim Bishanazu, and his condition with the Kohen was that he'll only get a repayment if he's able to get the full repayment in this year, but he won't take any Trumas in the next year. And then Reuven saw that his Sada overflowed and was ruined, and therefore he thought that he won't get paid back in this year, and he said, Vaila Chasaran Kis, the Akach Chazar Niskanu, a Mafishalim, and even though afterwards his field now dries up, and the field actually produces enough Tua, and he has enough Truma that he'll be able to be paid back, the din is that he can't take from that Truma, as he already was Miayish. And the Gemara asks, Pshita, the Lachar, his din is Pashit, and the Gemara answers, like Tzricha, the Akron, that the case was that even though his Sada was overflowed, and there was a lot of water there was still some growth in the Sada, and Marotema, you may think, Akata Milsi, that since growth was there, so really his Yish was Betais, and maybe that's not considered a valid Yish. And as Rashi says, since prior to the field overflowing, there was some growth, so Misyafshin, if it would dry out, Chayzim Misaktim, it would actually regenerate, Umusle Shchicha Hushi Miskalkal and Gamri, and since it's not Shchiach, that they would be Miskalkal Gamri, Vloyav Yish Malia, maybe that's not a proper Yish, Mashmalan, that once he was Miayish, so therefore he can't take from Chumas any longer. And the Gemara continues, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, and the Gemara will now discuss the last case of the Mishnah, where Reuven lent money to a Kohen, to a Levi, or to an Ani, and he did so in front of Bezin. Rebelez ben Yaakov Eimeh, Hamalva Moises HaKohen Vesalevi, if Reuven lends money to a Kohen or to Levi, but Bezin, he does so in Bezin, and he stipulates, I'm only going to take the money from Chumas or from Maisu Rishain, and Umesu, and then the Kohen or the Levi died, the Mafishalim, Bechesus Eisei Shevet, and even though the Kohen or the Levi are not here, in order to actually acquire the Chuma, and then give it to Reuven, however, Bezin realized that's for the benefit of the Kohenim and Levium, that he should be able to borrow money for people, and people should trust that they'll be able to get repaid, and therefore they made a takana, then it's as if the Kohanim and the Levium gave all the Trumas and Mises to Reuven, and Reuven now can keep the Trumas and Mises in order that he should be able to be paid in full for the loan that he gave to the Kohen or to the Levi. And we explained the Gemara based on Rashi in the Mishnah that stated in the Tzarech Litul Rishos, Yesh Kech Lebezel Hatel Chayvzeh Kol HaKuna Valavia Lefishter Kantabu Shim Tso Mais Lava. And as we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, that this din and this takana would apply even if this Kohen or the Levi that died did not have any Yershim that were Kohanim or Levium, and the Yershim can't actually give the Trumas and Mises over to the lender. However, the Lashon of Rashi in the Gemara is Oisei Hashivet Shakarv Lohem Bo Oisei Hashivet Royal Yershim, and Rashi says the same for the Gei Levium, and it's Mashman Rashi holds that the only way that this takana would work is only if this Kohen had Yershim that were Kohenim, or the Levi had Yershim that were Levium Vitzarach Bia. And the Brisa continues that Reb Elazar ben Yaakov states Vesa'ani Bebezdin Umeis Mafish Lo Becheskani Yisrael, that if Reuven lent money to an Ani and he stipulated that your payment will be from your Mais Ani and not from you directly, the din is that since he did this in Bezin, that even if the Ani dies, Bezin still made a takana in order to make it easier for Aniim to borrow money. So the Chacham said that all Aniim give up their rights to this Mais Rishain and they give it to this Yisrael in order that he should have full collection of the loan that he gave to the Zani. And Rashi says that certainly over here we couldn't say that you do so b'cheskas yorshim, as of course not all yorshim of an Ani are poor, as it's quite possible that the yorshim of this Ani would be nashirim. And the Brisa continues that even though Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov used loshin mafish lo b'cheskas ani yisrael, Rabbi Achi oimer b'cheskas ani yo'ilam, and Rabbi Achi says that the lender receives his money from the ani yo'ilam. And the Gemara says, my benau, what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Achi? And the Gemara explains, and we continue on daf lamed amud beis, it could be now the nafkamina would be ani kutim. If there's a scenario where in this town there were only aniim that were kutim, so according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he holds that kutim or geir arayis, and therefore they aren't considered Jewish. Therefore, if Reuven wants to take the maisani, he has to say, I'm taking this because it's a chazaka that the aniim and klai yisrael and other mekaymais want me to have it in order to make sure that they have a way to get loans from other people. However, Rabbi Achi says that kutim were geir emes, and therefore, even though they're only kutim in this town, so the Yisrael can just say that I'm taking my maisani and I'm keeping it for myself based on the fact that the kutim that are in this town and they would want me to keep the maisani, and that's what it means, b'cheskas ani olam, and he couldn't say ani Yisrael, as these kutim are mamish full-fledged Yisraelim. And I'm in top taser amid of ikum now ani kutim, the yes and Rashi, the lechira, according to his pshad, it comes out there's no actual nafkamina alacha, as both according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and according to Rabbi Achi, the same din applies, that really the lender can be mafrish to maisani for someone, and then he could take it. The only question is, who is he being mafrish for? Is he being mafrish for the Yisraelim in other towns, or is he mafrish for the kutim that are in this town? And therefore, Taisus explains that the Gemara means to say that there's a din, the lender can only be mafrish by Sa'ani for an Ani that's in this town, and therefore, if there are no Yisraelim in this town, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the lender would not be able to receive payment of his loan because he can't take the Maisa'ani since there are no Jewish Aniim in this town. However, Rabbi Achi holds that the lender could still separate the Maisa'ani for the kutim in this town, and then he could take that Maisa'ani, and therefore he'll be able to receive payment for his loan. And the Gemara continues, Hesha'ani, if the Ani becomes wealthy in mafrish love, then the Yisrael can't be mafrish the Maisa'ani for the person who he lent money for, because at this point he's an usher, and therefore he's not entitled to Maisa'ani. And the Ani doesn't have to pay back the original money they took for a loan from the lender, because that was the original stipulation that Reuven said, I'm lending you $1,000, I only expect to get paid back from Maisa'ani, and I will never come and collect money directly from you. And the Gemara asks, Rabbanon, Maishno Lemisa Da'ovet Takanta, why is it that the Rabbanon made a takana that if the Kohen or the Levi or the Ani die, the lender doesn't necessarily lose out, as he could still collect the money from the Truma and from the Maisa of the Shevet or Maisa'ani from other Aniim in the world? And they made this takana in order to make sure that Kohanim, Levim, and Aniim have ways to borrow money. And Maishno Lashiris Le'ovet Takanta, and why is it that if Ani becomes wealthy and he can no longer take Maisa'ani, that we say the lender loses out and he won't be able to take Maisa'ani? L'chari, we should say over there also that the lender should be able to separate Maisa'ani for other Aniim, and the lender should be able to take the Maisa'ani. This way it will make it easier for Aniim to get loans from people. And the Gemara answers, Misa Shchicha, that since Misa Shchiach, therefore people are worried that if they wouldn't have that kana, if the person dies, then they won't give them a loan l'chatchila. However, Shir's L'shchicha, since it's not Shchiach for an Ani to become wealthy, therefore people weren't concerned about that, and they would still lend money to an Ani as long as they could collect payment if he dies. And Amar Papa Pup states, Hayin V'Amri Inchi, this is similar to the saying that people say, Chavach Mis Asher, is Asher Loisa Asher. That if someone tells you that Reuven died, then you could believe him, as that's something that's Shchiach. However, if someone tells you that this person who was poor became wealthy, you should not believe him, as to become wealthy is not very Shchiach. And Rashi says, Asher, Hamin V'Hachsek Hadoba, Loshin Shar V'Kayim, Loisa Asher, Loisa Amen. And the Gemara continues in quotes of our Mishnah, Mesu Tzarech Litul Rishus Menei Yashin, and Hilvim Fnei Bezin, in Tzarech Litul Rishus Menei Yashin, that we mentioned if Reuven lends money to a Kohen, to a Levi, or to an Ani, and then he dies, so then you have to actually take Rishus from the Yashim, and you can't take it for granted that the Yashim have to give you the Trumas and Mises. However, if you lent them money in front of Bezin, then we take it for granted that Bezin stipulates that you have to get paid back, and therefore you could take the Trumas and Mises, and you don't have to ask Rishus from the Yashim. And the Gemara states, Tani will enter Bryce, so Rabbi Eimer, Rabbi states, Yashim Shiyashu, that the only time that the Mishnah says they have to ask Yashim are only those Yashim that actually inherit. And the Gemara asks on Rabbi, Dalachari, what is this Chiddush if the Mishnah says that we're talking about Yashim, and therefore, of course, Miyaku Yashim Liyasi, is there such a thing as a Yarish that doesn't Yashim? And before we continue, let's point out, if a person leaves over Kaka for his Yashim, then the din is that the Yashim have to pay back any Chayvis from Kaka. However, if he only leaves them Metaltan, then there's no Chiyah for them to pay back, although there's a mitzvah Lefrey Chayvis Avian. However, in the Rashi of Mishnah, Reuven said to a Kohen, to a Levi Anani, I'm giving you $1,000 and you never have to pay me back. Therefore, certainly the Yashim don't have to pay Reuven back, and the only way that Reuven could actually receive his true Musa Mises is only directly from the Kohen Levi or the Ani, and not from the Yarshim. And therefore, certainly, there's no difference if the Kohen Levi or Ani left over Kako or Metatlin, the same din would apply, and the lender would have to ask permission from the Yarish to go and collect the true Musa Mises. And we will see that Rabbi Yechon will explain the words of Rebbe, and he will say that Rebbe is really talking about the last case of the Mishnah, and the case where Reuven lent money to a Kohen Levi or an Ani, and he did so in front of Bezin, so then the din is they could go and collect from the Yarshim, and he could collect from the Shumas and Mises even without asking permission from the Yarshim. This is only true if the Yarshim actually Yashim Kaka from the fathers, but if they Yashim and Tatum from the father, then even though Reuven lent them money in front of Bezin, Reuven would still not be able to collect Shumas and Mises because they only receive Metatlin, and since the Yarshim never have a requirement to pay back the Chayv of their father, Bezin never made this Takana in that scenario. And as Rabbi Yechon says, Elam Rabbi Yechon, when Rabbi said Yarshim Shiyarshu, he meant to say that these Yarshim had to Yashim Kaka, and the last din of the Mishnah doesn't apply if they only Yashu Kesef or Metatlin. And the Gemara continues that we just said that you have to have a scenario where the Yarshim actually received Kaka from the fathers, and Rabbi Yechon, and therefore Rabbi Yechon says, Hanich Malay Machat, if the borrower died and he only left over a piece of land that was the size of a needle, since the maximum amount that the Yarshim would have to pay back is land the size of a needle, therefore, when the lender wants to take from the Chumas and Mises, he only could take up to an amount of value of the land of the size of a needle. And Rabbi Yechon continues, Malay Kardim, Gaiva Malay Kardim. If the borrower died and he left a piece of land that was a very large piece of land, which is defined as the size of an axe, then the lender would have the right to collect Chumas and Mises up to the value of a piece of land the size of an axe. And Rabbi Yechon Amar, however, Rabbi Yechon argued Rabbi Yechon and says, Afilo Nich Malay Machet, even if the borrower only left over a piece of land the size of a needle, Gaiva Malay Kardim, that still Reuven, the lender, can collect from Chumas and Mises the entire value of the loan. And even though Rabbi Yechon says that Goyve Maloy Kardim, he doesn't mean that Dafka, and as Rashi says, Klayma Kol Chayvei, that Reuven can collect the entire amount of his loan from Chumas and Mises. Rabbi Yechon explains his Shita, that even though I just said beforehand that the only time you could collect is only based on the Yershim actually inheriting Kaka, and L'chayri, the lender, should only be able to receive the amount of Chumas and Mises that equals up to the amount of land that's the size of a needle, and L'chayri, Rabbi Yechon is correct, and Rabbi Yechon explains that the reason why I say this is the Chumaisit Katina Dabaya, and this is based on the halacha found in Mesechtah Ksubos on that Tzadik Aleph and Beis, where there was a case where Reuven owed Shimon $100, and Reuven died, and he only left over $50 worth of land, and since there was land that was left over, therefore Shimon went and collected the $50 worth of land from the Yisayimim. The Yisayimim then went to Shimon and said, we really want this piece of land, and they bought it back from him for $50, so now Shimon received $50 of his $100 chayiv, and once Shimon redeeded the property to the Yarshim, Shimon went back to the Yarshim and said, now you have another property worth $50 that originally belonged to your father, and therefore I have a lien against that field as well, and he once again took that same property, and by using this Eitzah, Shimon was able to collect the full value of the loan that he gave to these Yisayimim's father, and this is the way Abaye Paskin and Masechtah Ksubos, and therefore Rabbi Yechon says that the same din applies over here, and even though the father only left them a small piece of land, however the lender could still collect the full value of the loan, because we could look at it as if the lender can go and take this property, the Yarshim would then buy it back, and they continue doing this until the loan was paid in full, and therefore, even though this actually didn't happen, and the Yarshim did not buy back the Sada, we still look at it as if there's value over here, and therefore, the lender could go and take from Chumas and Mises up to the entire value of the Sada. And the Gemara continues, and we will just read the words and teach it very simply, as the Gemara will have various explanations of this Braisa. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned, Yisrael Sha'amal Levi, Maiser Yesh L'Chabiyadi, if Yisrael says to Levi, that I have Maiser Rishon in my hands that belongs to you, and Yisrael Chumas Maiser Shabai, we don't have to worry that maybe there's Chumas Maiser in this Maiser Rishon. However, if he says a specific amount, and Yisrael says to Levi, Kor Maiser Yesh L'Chabiyadi, that I have a Kor of Maiser Rishon in my hands that belongs to you, Yisrael Chumas Maiser Shabai, then we have to be Chayshus that maybe there's Chumas Maiser. And the Gemara asks, my Kama, what does the Braisa mean to teach us? Am Abaya, Abaya says, Hachi Kama, this is what the Braisa means. Yisrael Sha'amal Levi, Maiser Yesh L'Chabiyadi, if Yisrael tells Levi, I have Maiser Rishon that belongs to you, and I have to give it to you. However, I'd rather keep the Maiser Rishon for myself, V'Hilich Damav, and here's the value of the Maiser Rishon, Ein Chayshin Shema So Chumas Maiser Al Mokum Acha, then we don't have to be Chayshish that since Levi heard from the Yisrael that I have Maiser Rishon that belongs to you, then maybe immediately upon hearing that this belonged to him, the Levi actually had Kavana that I have other Maiser Rishon in my house, and being that I didn't yet take off Chumas Maiser from the Maiser Rishon, so I'll use this portion of Maiser Rishon that this Yisrael is giving me to take off Chumas Maiser for that Maiser Rishon that's in my house, and therefore, even though the Yisrael paid the Levi money in order to acquire the Maiser Rishon, the Yisrael would not be able to eat that Maiser Rishon because really is Trumas Maisa, and of course, a Yisrael or a Zar is also to eat Trumas Maisa. And the Braisa therefore teaches us that since the Yisrael did not specify how much Maisa Rishon was the Levi's, so therefore the Levi did not know how much Maisa Rishon there was that he could use as Trumas Maisa, and since Trumas Maisa has a specific share, as you have to take 10% off of the Maisa Rishon, therefore you don't have to be Chosh for this, and as the Gemara says, in Chosh Shem also Trumas Maisa on Malkam Acher. However, Kor Maisa Yesh Chabiyadi Behelech Damav, however, if the Yisrael said, I have a specific amount of Maisa Rishon that belongs to you, and he tells him it's a Kor, and then the Yisrael says, I want to buy that Kor from you, and I'm going to give you the value, so Chosh Shem also Trumas Maisa on Malkam Acher, over there we have to be Chosh that maybe the Levi immediately made this into Trumas Maisa, and therefore it will be also for the Yisrael to eat this. And the Gemara says, Otto Bershiaskin and the Shakli Dami, Mashvali Trumas Maisa, are we talking about a rush over here that the Levi would actually take money from the Yisrael if the Levi already knows that he made this into Trumas Maisa, and therefore certainly it wasn't a valid transaction. And we learned this Gemara, like Taisus points out, the Levi made this Trumas Maisa before the Yisrael offered to buy back the Maisa Rishon from the Levi. However, Ayin and Rashi, that he learned just the opposite, and he learned that the Yisrael told the Levi, I have Maisa Rishon. The Yisrael then bought back the Maisa Rishon from the Levi, and then the Levi made the Maisa Rishon into Trumas Maisa, and Taisus is bothered that since at this point, the Levi already sold the Maisa Rishon back to the Yisrael. It's impossible for the Levi at that point to take this Maisa Rishon and make it into Trumas Maisa, since he doesn't own the Maisa Rishon at that point. And keep in mind that the Lashon of the Gemara seems a little bit better according to Rashi, because the Gemara says, Otto Bershiaskinon, the Shakli Dami, they first took money from the Yisrael, Mashvali Trumas Maisa, and only afterward did he make it into Trumas Maisa. And the Gemara continues, Elamar Mashasha Breid Ravidi, therefore Mashasha Breid Ravidi comes in and gives a second explanation as to the Pshat and his Braisa. Hachikamah, this is what the Braisa means to say, Yisrael Shamal Ben Levi, Maisa Levicha Biyadi, that if Yisrael tells the son of a Levi, then you should know, I gave this Maisa Rishon to your father, Helech Damav, and I want to give you the value instead of giving you the actual Tvua, and I want to keep the actual Tvua. And Cheshish Shema, so of Trumas Maisa Al Malkam Acha, we don't want to be Cheshish that maybe the father already had Kavanah that the Maisa Rishon should be Trumas Maisa for other Tvua that he had in his house that was Maisa Rishon. And since the amount of Tvua was not known, therefore it doesn't make sense that the father would have done so. However, in the Sefer Debraisa, where they actually specified the amount of Maisa Rishon that he had, and the Yisrael said to Ben Levi, Kor Maisa Lavich Biyadi, that I have a Kor of Maisa Rishon that belongs to your father in my hands, Behelech Damav, and I want to pay you the value, and I want to keep the Maisa Rishon. In that case, Choshen Shema So Aviv Trumas Maisa Al Malkam Acher, we have to be Choshen that maybe the father knew about this, and therefore he already used this Maisa Rishon to take off Trumas Maisa on some other tour, and therefore the Yisrael would not be able to eat this Maisa Rishon as potentially Trumas Maisa, which is also Tazarim. Certainly in this case, we don't have the Svar of Atabir Shias Kinan, because the father that made this into Trumas Maisa didn't know that Yisrael was going to buy back this Maisa Rishon from him, and therefore he wasn't Biskaben to actually ruin anything for this Yisrael. And Ayin Rashi explains Maisa Lavich Biyadi, Bechai Avi Choy Dativ, Shohel Le Maisa Biyadi, that during the lifetime of your father, I already told your father that I have Maisa Rishon that belongs to him, and I'm holding on to it. And the Gemara is still not satisfied, as the Gemara is on this Pshat of Mashasha Breder of Idi, we notice a din that in order to take off Chuma, you're supposed to take Chuma off of Tfuah that's next to other Tfuah, and they're together with each other in one pile. And as Rashi says, as maybe at that time, this Tfuah is actually already spoiled, and maybe it's rotten, and therefore it's not proper to take off Chuma when you're taking off Chuma from Tfuah that's not in front of you. And how could it be that the father would have taken off Chumas Maisa from the Maisa Rishon that was still at the Yisrael's house? Although Rashi says Bim Asa Asui, that if the Chava does so, that it actually is a valid Truma, and we're not going to be Choshish that maybe the actual Truma was disintegrated and it was spoiled, but how can you say that we're actually going to make a Takana that you actually have to think that this is Trumas Maisa if it's not Shriach, that a person would take off Trumas Maisa when it's not Minamukov? Therefore, how could the Brisa say that we have to be Choshish that maybe the father took off Trumas Maisa Shaloi Minamukov? And the Gemara therefore says, Elam Rav Ashi, a third Pshat in the Brisa, so Hachikama, this is what the Brisa means to say, Ben Yisrael, if there was a son of Yisrael, Sha'amal Levi, and he says to Levi, Kach Amal Yaba, this is what my father told me, Maisel Chabiyadi, that I have Maisel Rishon that belongs to you in my hands, or Maisel Avich Biyadi, or I have Maisel that belongs to your father in my hands. And since the Yisrael did not actually say an amount of Maisel Rishon that he had, so it makes sense that the father didn't yet take off Trumas Maisel for the Levi, therefore, Chayshel Trumas Maisel Shabayu, the Levi has to be Chayshish, and he has to take off Trumas Maisel, because he has to be concerned that the Yisrael never took off Trumas Maisa. Kimin like Kitz, Leav Misakali Balabais, as since it wasn't a set amount, so the Balabais certainly wouldn't have taken off to Trumas. Shimon's Maisa. However, if Reuven says that my father told me, Kor Maisa L'Chabiyadi, that I have a Kor Maisa Rishon that belongs to you in my hand, a Kor Maisa L'Vichbiyadi, or I have a Kor Maisa Rishon that belongs to your father in my hands, Ein Chayshel L'Shimon's Maisa Shabbai, then the Levi doesn't have to take off Shimon's Maisa, keeping the kits, as since he gave an exact amount of how much Maisa Rishon he had to Kunat Takti Balabayas, then it must be that Balabayas would have been Misakin the actual Maisa Rishon and taking off Shimon's Maisa for the Levi prior to giving it to the Levi. And Rashi is bothered that L'Chayra, since over here we're talking about the Yisrael taking off Maisa, and we notice the Chazak al Chavish in Niftim and Oilam at Shisakin Kol Peris Tvalim Shibiyadai. However, Hacha Ikal Mechish, over here we have to be Chayshish that he didn't take off Shimon's Maisa, the Kimish Lahiska B'Tzavase, Schumida, since he didn't say a specified amount of Maisa Rishon he had, Shemel Yoyodea Kamayesh. We have to be Chayshish that the father didn't know how much Maisa Rishon he had, and therefore it was impossible for him to take off Shimon's Maisa, as Shimon's Maisa has to be 10% of the actual amount of Maisa Rishon. And the Gemara continues that we always say that when you have Maisa Rishon, that the Levi takes off Shimon's Maisa, and our Gemara just seemed to say that the Yisrael that was a Chava and was careful about Shimon's Maisa would take off Shimon's Maisa even before giving the Maisa Rishon to the Levi. And the Gemara asks, "Creation of Rishus Balabayis, Litrum Shimon's Maisa, is it possible for the Balabayis to actually even take off Shimon's Maisa?" And the Gemara answers, "In Abalaz Ben Gamlihi, that in Chanam this price is going according to the Shita of Abalaz Ben Gamla, the Tanis belong to Brisa, Abalaz Ben Gamla Ima, Abalaz Ben Gamla says that the Pasuk Ben Gael Levium states, V'nechshav L'chem Chum Aschem, and the Pasuk continues, Kadogim Min Agoyen, V'chamaleim Min Ayakov, and we continue on Daflam Min Aleph Min Aleph, B'shtei Chumas, Akos V'dabo, that the Pasuk is referring to two different Chumas, Achas Chum Gdoyla, it's referring to Chum Gdoyla, V'achas Chumas Maisa, and it's also referring to Chumas Maisa, and therefore we have a hackage between Chum Gdoyla and Chumas Maisa, and Rashi says, B'shtei Chumas, Dahai Krabal Levium Ksiv, Chum Aschem Hainu Chumas Maisa, Kadogim Min Agoyen, Hainu Chum Gdoyla, Rishis Dogen, she saw Mafresh Migoranoi, V'hekesh Akos of Chumas Maisa, and Rabbi Elazar ben Gamla explains Kashem she Truma Gedola, and he tells Ba'im Machshava, just like there's a dim in the gate Truma Gedola that could be taken off by estimation and even Machshava. And Rashi explains that since Midraisa, the din of Truma Gedola is only that Chita Achas Peteris Sakri, and therefore, even though the Rabbanan said you should take off 1 out of 50, however, they said that you could still take it off by estimating because they taught in Kan Issa Deraisa that even if you're going to make a mistake, there's not going to be an Issa Deraisa. And we also learn now, Kach Trumas Maisa. And he tells Ba'im Machshava the same din applies to Trumas Maisa, and even though there's a requirement to take off 10% for Trumas Maisa, still there's no Issa to take it off Ba'imid because we compare it to Truma Gedola, where of course there's no problem of estimating because there's no actual share, and both Truma Gedola and Trumas Maisa can even be taken off through Machshava, as Rashi says, Nois and Inu B'tzadzeh L'shem Truma V'Oichel B'tzadzeh the Afa Pishlo Hifrish. And Rashi explains that the way we understand that Truma as well as Trumas Maisa can be done by Machshava is from the same pasuk as the Torah states, V'nechshav, V'haydi Alv, Chumas Maisa, V'chum Gdela, L'in Yomir Hudi Alv. And when Abba Lozab ben Gamla said that we have a comparison between Chumas Gdela and Chumas Maisa, that was referring to the din of Oymaid. Finally, L'shem Shiyeshli Rishusl Balabayas, L'chum Chumas Gdela, and just like the Balabayas can take off Chumas Gdela, Kachyeshli Rishusl Balabayas, L'chum Chumas Maisa, and therefore the din that a Balabayas can also take off Chumas Maisa for the Levi, and even though it's only Rishus, however, it's Mursikli Solzeh, Shetiktu Koydim Shemes, V'afo Pishay Mutalov. That even though he doesn't have a requirement to do so, but Yisrael was very careful to make sure to take off all Maisus and all Trumas, and he would definitely take off Trumas Maisus before he died. And that's why, as long as the Balabais knew how much Maisa Rishon he had, then there's a Chazaka that he must take off Trumas Maisa prior to dying. And as Taisus points out, at the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Beis, in time in the Hishi Ishli Rishus Litraim, Shem Lei Chashus Litraim Maisa Shasal Lithil Levi, Vehech Natim Misafik, Vehishleim the Kimin Shar Shus Biyadai, Vishaz Man Gadol Beisai, and it stayed in his house for a long time. And the Taisa beforehand, Taisa says, now that we said that the Brice is going like Abalaz ben Gamla, and he holds that Shumas Maisa could be taken off by estimation, even in the first case of the Brice, that they didn't know how much Maisa Rishon was there, maybe the Balabayas actually was massacring the Maisa Rishon by estimating. It's certainly someone that is careful in mitzvahs won't go and cause any loss to someone else, and therefore we don't have to be choshish, ayin sham, and we will stop over here.